This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Omicron is spreading and could soon be the dominant strain here. Dr. Michelle Barron of UC Health says the new variant coupled with the holiday season could spell disaster.
People are traveling, people are gathering, and everybody's over the whole concept of, you know, that it exists. It's anticipated we'll see a big surge in cases probably mid-January.
Dr. Barron says staying home if you feel even mildly sick, getting boosted, and wearing a mask indoors at public places can limit the spread of COVID and help keep hospitals from being overwhelmed. Officials confirm wolves killed a calf in Jackson County. CPR's Sam Brash reports it's the first known killing in decades.
Rancher Don Gittleson knew something was wrong when he saw crows circling one of his fields. When he got closer, he saw a half-eaten carcass surrounded by wolf tracks. At that point, he made a choice, calling the state instead of illegally shooting the wolves himself.
I tell you, that's a difficult decision to make when you have your animals getting attacked. And I can't even tell you that's the right decision. Okay.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's been tracking the wolves. The same pack birthed a litter of pups earlier this year. Gittleson is now working on getting compensation for his lost livestock. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Drew Locke will quarterback the Broncos on Sunday. Teddy Bridgewater is recovering from a concussion he sustained in last Sunday's game. Variable cloudiness across the state tonight. This is CPR News.